It's ugly.
Is that calling me ugly? What the f***? Yo, man. Yo, what? I feel like all fives, like, we like, fit every category because, like, we can relate to the older nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we were, like, when we were younger, the older nigga were taking care of us.
And then I look, you know, obviously the crowd went, he started spelling it and stuff.
Previous man, they're balling, but spliff, trying to claw long tendo. This, don't cancel me.
No, I'm not.
Stop this.
DJs are in the building.
DJ Natural Wave.
And Oogie in the building.
My machine was popping, everybody.
You're representing the west side of Toronto, right? Okay, so they say the west parties are better than the east parties. Have you been to any parties in Scarborough or anything?
I won't lie. Maybe back then Scarborough was more littier. But like right now it's a west thing, I won't lie.
Why do you say that?
It's not this bumping in the east, man. Like when I was in high school, every party was in the east.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now it's like everything's a Toronto thing, downtown thing, B&B's. Like, if I'm going to Scarborough, I'm not even going to Scarborough. At least it's business. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, nah.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. The East did fall off. So as a urban DJ, you know what I mean? That do be resided in these parts. I have seen a stark difference, you know, like I remember COVID times, there was certain warehouses, even in Vern, fam, that was lit, bro, it was crazy. The stripper parties were mud and shit. But then like, I don't know, the West just got it. And then the West already had it with the banquet parties and shit for the older heads. But yeah, for the youngins, it's kind of shut down.
Yo, Oog, I have a question because you're younger. Was during the pandemic, was that like primetime high school for you? Like,
I won't lie, this was my plan when I entered high school. Just move like a guy, you know what I'm saying? Grade 9, already established the name Oogie, right? All the man them knew me. I didn't even know, but they knew me. Oogie. The COVID hits. I'm like, what the f***, bro? Like, I'm already on the ball team. I'm going, I'm already doing like a 1-2.
Then everything lock off.
COVID hit. Thank goodness COVID hit, though, because I won't lie. I had like a 90 in math. It's one of them ones, each test. The kid just kept going down to like an 80. And once that 80 hit, COVID happened. I was like, ChatGPT time.
You
know what I'm saying, bro? Like,
yo, do man, so in high school now, everyone's using ChatGPT?
Hey, I ain't no snitch. I don't know. I'm just saying what I did in grade 9. You know what I'm saying? I don't condone it, everybody. Stay in school and study. But
yo, it's crazy because I'm 10 years older than you. And when I was in high school, we had to use like Spark Notes and
like, that was considered cheating, was just getting a summary.
Yeah, you know what Spark Notes is?
That's some old head sh- I'm going to get that.
Some old head. Yo, basically, you go on the website, right? Like, it's for your English classes or whatever. Whatever book you're reading, they'll tell you the summary of, like, the chapters, what you need to know and sh-. So when, like, your teacher calls on you, you could already tell her, like, Wagwan, with the, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Wagwan with the Wagwans.
But imagine going to school now and you can actually just be like, write me an essay, 1,400 words about Shakespeare and use themes of this, this, that. Like, it's a wrap. Even if you use it as a base and then you change it up, it's too easy.
Because it's one of the dumb ones where, like, I was never a type of nigga to, like, use that. Like, I'm a type of nigga, like, I can do this. I'm a guy. Like, I don't need that. But, like, if I'm seeing a next man like Jamal just getting an 80, doing nothing, I'm like, this not in class. Man, it's the same marks as me. I'm out here trying to be a goody two-shoes.
Hello?
Yo, fuck this, bro. Like, I'm not... Like, nah, fuck that. ChatGPT, lifesaver.
And you guys are at that precipice where y'all know all the new technology, but these old-ass teachers who've been working for, like, 20, 30 years, they only know the Spark Notes and things. You know what I mean?
No. These teachers are up to date. I won't even lie.
They're up to date?
I didn't know what ChatGPT was. You know, let me stop capsing. Like, grade 9, it was a Google cheat thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
ChatGPT, I really found that out in, like, grade 11.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. My English teacher was talking about it. If you try to use ChatGPT, I will know. I was like, what the f*** is ChatGPT, man? Then one of my friends told me, they're like, how do you think I got this E in the math class? I'm like, what? The math class I just dropped, you didn't tell me about this?
But you see, it's only certain teachers that know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, like, and how do you even fight against that?
How do you prove it? They have these things that they put it through to show like what percent of it could be like forged or whatever.
You just put in your own words. It's one of them ones, especially now, me too, like, these are like in uni and things. So it's one of them ones where like, how are you going to tell me my terminology is wrong? I use the terminology that you niggas.
Facts.
I'm like high school. If I say a big word, they can like be like idiot too. Cause I remember in grade 9, this nigga got caught. He wasn't even in my group. They got like a 95 on the shirt. It's one of them ones. The teacher's like, "Can I talk to you real quick?" I didn't even know that they got caught. They told me some like I knew I shouldn't. He shouldn't have used that big ass word. Some word that corrupted my brain when I heard the word. Cause his mom or his aunt was some type of scholar or something. Mm. So teacher already knew like that word.
Indistinguishable.
Something like that. It's one of them ones. I'm like, Brody, I won't lie. You should peek the teacher. She's trying to question your intelligence. Like,
no, exactly.
If that was me, I would have been like, "Miss, you're trying to tell me I'm stupid or something?"
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to tell me I don't know that word? I won't lie. She caught him off guard. She asked what the word meant.
Oh, see, but that's another thing. Like,
how did you say I Googled it? What the
You have to know somewhat of what you're talking about.
Because it's one of them ones for me too. Like, maybe because they're like in the genius, like live like on some Grammy and they know how to lie, but like it's one of them ones are like it's my life I'm fighting for right now. Like, what the fail? Mom beats my ass, fail, I leave the house. Like, man, don't have a choice. Like, yeah. I'm only cheating because I have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Even one time, a teacher, like, it's one class, kinesiology. That class, I was really doing my thing. I thought I knew what I was doing. First test. Idiot thing. Got like a 35. I was like, okay. And I sit in the back. I started cheating. I'm seeing everybody cheat. I'm like, what the fuck is this, bro? So nigga cheating. The whole class is getting a nice E, this and that. I remember it was like one test that the whole class needed.
Yeah.
Because this teacher is like a chill guy. Like, he eats in class. Like this. He's one of them ones. Like, he doesn't give a type of teacher. But one day, this guy was on. Man, he was just sitting beside each student. Man's work. Nobody was writing for like 20 minutes. Comes beside me. He's like, "How you doing, Noogie?" I'm like, "Oh, sir, I'm just chilling. Like, why are you sitting beside me? What's going on, fam?" He's like, "No, I just want to see what you wrote on your test." I'm like, nothing. I leave the room. I'm about to whip out my phone. Man comes like this. "No, you dealing with, sir?
So you guys would use your phones during the test?
Yes, what the hell?
That's mad.
Even like in science, chemistry. No, the thing about chemistry though is like some chemistry you can't cheat because the equations are different. Like, you really have to punch it in and like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one time, this is how we used to do it like in chemistry. Some class from like the other semester will give us the test. So we're just copying.
Oh, okay, I guess. So they had the previous test.
And it's one
of
them ones. And if you had the test, you're that guy.
Yeah.
Mans were healing you up. Ah. I remember I had the test. Mans were hollering at me. I was like, "Yo, fam, you know what? I'm going to bless this to you, but don't give it to nobody. Don't give it to nobody.
Give it to everybody."
Fam, the whole class got it. And it's one of them ones, too. The whole class failed, you know? It was idiot thing.
It's one of those where, like, the teacher changes it last second?
He didn't change it. It was a different group test. He was like, it's funny how everybody failed the test, but they got 100% for last semester's test.
Wow.
He's like, The man starts looking at me. I'm like, sir, I don't know what you're trying to say right now, but I study for this. I'm sorry, man. Like, teachers aren't dumb. They know you're cheating. Yeah. Teachers just don't care. It's one of them ones.
Okay, so which high school did you go to?
A school called Chaminade. It's like an all-boys school.
You went to an all-boys school?
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy. So, like, did you have any, like, what interactions did you have with Gyaldem from grade 9 to grade 12?
Bear, my nigga. It's one of them ones. All boys. This nigga trying to move like all boys because niggas ain't getting no pump.
Like, I only interacted four times. Like, what do you
fam, I know niggas who go to mid-school, they're just a bunch of garbage. Like, it's one of them ones where, like, you're not all boys school, you're chilling with the man them. So, like, there's no reason to try to move like a guy because niggas know you. Like, these niggas I know, they're bare jokes, but when we're around the Gyaldem, they're so serious. I'm like, that's not you. I know you, man. You bust jokes. What? Why are you on such an earth thing right now?
You guys had like a sister school, right?
Yeah.
And you guys would do like dances together and shit.
Yeah, it's one of, yeah.
So like, let's say, how you doing a school dance?
Nah, you just bring everybody from other schools come to our school.
Yeah.
So like, we had But like now this school, all that's crap right now. Like them, it's boring. Like, cause for us, there was like when we hit grade 9, there was like there was a nice mix of black and white. You know what I mean? Mm. And there was still some who were still trenching in that school. So
was it in the West End?
Yeah. So when we used to go there, like it was calm. Now it's just like, I mean, I don't got no problem with white people, you know what I'm saying? But now it's just like you don't see no man, it was just chill. And it's where like us, they're not really trenchy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like we can't relate to them, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty Gerber's over there.
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro.
Wait, but you're saying the pandemic hit in grade 9. So like how much high school did people miss during them times? Like, did you miss like a whole year type? Like, or is it like you're going half the time? Like, how did it work with the scheduling?
The only thing I would say that I kind of missed out on is probably like the house party flexes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
High school house party?
I only started house party flexes like grade 12, grade, you know, maybe one time in grade 11 because it was COVID time. Times, you're just trying to be outside. Imagine just playing ball. Just thinking the world's about to end. Like, just enjoy it while you can. But COVID times, who got them? Woo! I go cat, man. I go cat.
I was on your YouTube earlier, and I saw, like, you used to do, like, vlogs in your high school. Like, on some, like, smooth geo type, like, light skin versus dark skin or whatever. How did you start doing the vlogs there? And, like, did you become, like, a guy? Was that what you were talking about? Like, early freshman year, people are knowing your name. Is it because you were doing the vlogs?
No, it was a Oogie flex, but it wasn't, like, a Oogie flex. That was just me, like, you know? Because when I was, like, them times in, like, grade 9, they call me Showtime. But, like, this case Showtime started popping off. I'm like, yo, idiot, Tim, bro. What the fuck? Say I'm copying the next. Yo, like, obviously, he didn't create that name because I know Barrett that name. But, like, right now, that's him. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And, like, them times, I used to have Barrett nicknames because one of my French teachers used to call me Yu-Gi-Oh! Because like my name's Ugo, but the man called me Yu-Gi-Oh. So I was like, Yu-Gi-Oh. He used to call me Chookster. So I was like, Yu-Gi-Oh, Chookster. Which one sounds saucy? Chookster, that sounds pretty loud. Yu-Gi-Oh, I was like, you know what? Let me just remix it. Oogie. Mm. Then everyone just called me Oogie.
Yu-Gi-Oh, that's crazy, broski.
Yeah, fam.
So I'm trying to remember some characters from Yu-Gi-Oh still.
Yugi?
Good Digimon and
The only Yu-Gi-Oh characters I remember was Blue Eyes Ultimate Dragon, Dark Magician.
Yeah, the Yu-Gi-Oh cards are my. You remember crazy. They used to go crazy for that
Do you not have that?
I'm not tapped into that. Like, y'all.
Yo, there's a 10-year age gap between us. So it's kind of like we're kind of seeing like.
Like, wow, wow with you guys.
Yeah, like, what do we both know about?
Like, I know, yeah, I watched it as a kid. Teletoon, you know them things. Yeah.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody?
Yeah, I watched those ones once in a while, but that was only really, like, my show. Like, it was one of them ones, it's on, like.
Yeah.
You know them ones where, like, you miss a show because it's not your show, but when you watch it, you're watching it.
You watch, like, Bluey and
what's that?
the small blue dog and whatever. That's, like, that's some new baby shit. Never mind.
Nah, probably, no, my new.
Baby Shark?
That's an idiot team, bro. That's
like, how young is this guy?
Like, the nigga watching Baby Sharks, I'm 10 years, I'm 20 years older than them. I'm not even 20, fam. You know what I'm saying, fam? But that's why all these young niggas are doing all the crash out things, because, like, they're not trying with these new films. Like, you're telling me if you're a kid, you're watching all that shit? I wouldn't.
Yo, no, when I was a youth,
we didn't have another choice. We didn't have the internet, so it was like you had to watch TV shows.
Yeah, watching Tupi and Binu, watching Pierre Disney.
Blues Clues.
That's me. Tupi and Binu?
Okay.
That was my show when I was young, fam. What?
Disney's Recess and Pierre watching That's So
Weekenders?
Raven.
Do you know Weekenders?
Nah, y'all niggas, oh, that's it, you know what I'm saying? I heard that show from a student teacher when I was in grade 6, fam.
Oh, for real,
she was
man.
One of us.
She was trying to put the madam on, the madam went in here, and I'm like, recess, bro? Miss, when's recess, bro? I'm not trying to hear this, bro.
Like, when's real recess?
Okay, so, like, what kind of shows did you watch growing up? Like Total Drama Island and shit, like? Okay.
Like, my babysitter's a vampire, them things.
Okay.
Bakugan. Pokemon was going in them times.
Yeah, Pokemon's like everlasting.
That's so. Every generation had their like try at Pokemon.
Now, Pokemon's crap right now, bro. Like once I found that they're making new Pokemon's every, I'm like, bro, this is like
can't keep up.
It's not I can't keep on board of it, bro. I'm seeing the same guy all the time. What's the Ash guy?
Yeah.
Every time Ash, and then they try to change it up. I'm like, where's Ash at, bro? Nah, like, but when they bring Ash, I'm like, yo, fam, get a new guy. You know what I mean? I'm tired of seeing Pikachu.
What about Johnny Test?
That's my shit.
Okay, 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 okay. So there's not too much of a generational difference, though.
I'm trying to tell you, the generational gap started after me, or after '05s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe a little. I'm trying to tell you.
I started after like 2000, bro. I'm gonna be
not
real.
Even. This is how I really see the ages. There's the 90s. Mm-hmm. There's like the 2000s, but the 2000s is like broken down. There's 2000 to like 03.
Yeah.
Then there's 04. Then there's 05. There's a little bit of 06. After that, it's a 018 to right now. You know what I mean? Like the guys right now, the guys of the generational things are like the 90s.
Yeah.
Early 2000s, a little bit, because to me, early 2000s are like kind of too corny. You know? I feel like they tried too hard to be like the 90s. But I feel like from 05 to like 05, 04, right now, we're the 90s. You know what I'm saying? That's how I see it.
Okay, so
I don't know if you see what I'm trying to say, but that's how I see it.
Okay, at first, what I got from it was like, okay, so like the early 90s, they're their own thing. But like the 95 to like the 2005, they're kind of like together in like the generational gap, and then like the 05s to like 07s, they're on their own thing, and then like 08 to now type.
Nah, that's not even how I said it, but I could hear how you're trying to break it down.
Okay.
I'm saying the 90s are their own flex.
Yeah, yeah.
The early 2000s to like 04.
Yeah.
Some of them are trying to be like, it's like, I'm talking about like a personality thing.
So like the Sum 41 type mans.
You know what I'm saying?
Like they only bump like old school, like R&B.
Like I hate when they're trying to move like they're like, you're not a 90s. Like trying to act too cool.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That's what I'm saying. But I feel like 05s, like we like fit every category because like we can relate to the older niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we were like, when we were younger, the older niggas were taking care of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like anything. But like the younger can relate to them too, cause I'm not gonna sit here in front saying like everything they're doing is some garbage. It's like we're on that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So like me, like you're gonna back 2017, like niggas are watching memes, they're garbage. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm seeing everybody bumping memes. Anime wasn't even a flex them times. You know what I'm saying? They're watching animes on their dolos. But like us, like I can see it. Like there's who can like I like when niggas can just be themselves, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, why are you trying to do a flex that's not your flex? That's what I'm thinking. That's what I feel about, like some of the 04s, 03s, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do agree with that, because I feel like it was your generation that really ushered in the, oh, it's cool to be yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm, that's
type shit.
Exactly.
Because you know? Like, even when I was going to school, like, I was myself, but I was one of the weird, although I was like a social butterfly, I was cool in every group type shit. But like, you know, I didn't mind chilling with the rockers and because I liked certain rock music and I'll be with the theater kids because I liked acting and shit, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
But there are certain mans that like, they always put on this front, always put on this flex and shit. There's enough mans that were in the closet and shit, never came out, you know what I mean? So like, it was your generation that said, yo, like, oh, it's
be
okay.
Yourself. I'm a guy at the end of the day. Like,
yeah, yeah.
See how we were talking? I was like, I'm a guy, fam. Like, I know I'm a guy.
Yeah, I also feel like their generation isn't as, like, judgmental. Like, I feel like they're more like live and let live. Like, who cares? Do your thing. I do my thing.
Nah. I'm judgmental, but it's one of them.
I was going to say, the generation after you guys, I feel like took it too far. You know what I mean? Whereas, like, oh, everybody be yourself, no matter what it is. And it's like, okay, if you want to be a man in a woman's washroom, yeah, that's fine. If you want to be a fat thing, and like you might die because of obesity, no, you're cool. You're still, like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like, be yourself. It's like, I'm a dog.
Nah, literally.
It's like, I identify as a dog. People actually would do that. I heard stories where like, there would be teachers who have to put out like dog food and stuff for like kids who identify on some serious vibes.
I'm beating my youth, fam.
So I'm saying one backhand slap, be like, go to the room. What's around this guy? You tell me you want to be a dog? Bark. What's around this guy?
They will bark, though. That's the thing. Like, it's like, they'll actually act like a dog.
That's idiot thing, bro. I'm not hearing all that.
So you watch streamers and...
Yeah, I'm like, that's a flex that I'm not really on, like...
Oh, you wouldn't stream yourself?
I would stream. I thought you talk about, like, watching streamers.
Yeah.
Like, they're cool and thing, but like Kai Sanat, I used to watch Kai Sanat Bear on YouTube when okay, he started come. When he started streaming, like I was like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Do your thing. But that's, you know, I don't really want to watch it. Cause I'm doing content myself too. Probably when I started content, cause I'm like watch these niggas, but like to take notes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
But not to just watch it like on a fan thing, cause like, how you gonna find a next man, but you're trying to live that lifestyle, you know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you're trying to like, nah, bro, that's an idiot thing. It's like a video I seen, and asked the guy, who would you want to be if you weren't yourself? A man said LeBron James. Man thought like it was a con video. The made the video was like, you're trying to be a next man? You're fantasizing over a next man? You're Gerbert.
No, like, for real though.
Like on some real shit though.
So off air, we were talking about, you know, your style of content creation, and you don't consider yourself like a comedian, right?
Nah, I want to start doing like an influencer like type thing. That's what I'm trying to do. Like a Drewski. And thing, and like a Desi Banks type of, you know Desi Banks?
Mm-hmm.
Like stuff like that.
They are like more like comedy centric, but I know what you mean. They're not like comedians in that traditional sense, and they're able to branch off and do different types of content. But yeah, because you also make music, right? Which came first, the content creation or the music?
I made music, but I'm not an artist. I don't put that out there, everybody. I don't know niggas coming at me, you know what I'm saying, man? But like content, music was just like, it's like just something you just do with the man, you know what I mean?
Like, you have tracks out?
I have tracks out.
Okay, okay.
Like sometimes I post them on my story to know if I'm fucking or not. But yeah, like, yeah. I know, like a career thing. Nah, it's like this is how I see it. It's like content's gonna be my doors to open. So content, maybe that. If not, a content flex. That's for me, a content flex.
I noticed you were saying that you have over like 50,000 Instagram followers, like around there. So with that, there's a lot of potential for opportunity. So what type of opportunity is offered to you through that platform that you've built? Like, are people trying to book you to do like brand deals? Are people asking you to do shows or like walkthroughs?
It's one of them ones where like when I was doing it, like right now, I'm starting to do a little one too. Like right now, I'm here too. Yeah. I'm saying, like, I wasn't really monetizing myself, and like, I wasn't really on that like quality over quantity type of thing. It was more like a post like as much as you can.
Mm.
One is gonna blow up for sure, cause that's how TikTok was them times.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I started on TikTok.
It's not like that no more.
It's not like that. It's really not like that. Like you gotta really gain people's attention, like. Like, because even them times, like, it wasn't like I was getting crazy numbers. Like, the numbers I'm getting now is the same numbers I was getting. I was just getting followers based on, like, there's no one posting daily. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was the visibility. It's, like, constantly seeing you.
Yeah, so, like, my videos will always get, like, 2,000 views. Not like I was pushing crazy numbers all the time. I was just, like, posting all the time because one time, like, I think when I started posting, like, in grade 10, that's when I was doing some. You guys probably don't even know the videos that I really blew up for. I used to do like reactions like on TikTok.
Hmm.
I'd be like, Mashi, Mashi. And like, I don't think you have you ever heard a man like 2022? When did it happen?
Like 2019, 2020.
So, like, yeah, so like 2 years, like 21, 22. Nick used to, everyone was always saying Mashi, Mashi. Like, don't me pull out the Mashi. Don't me pull out the Mashi. Yeah.
So, you started that trend?
Yeah, because it would be like, what would you do if I come to your house? I'm like, man, out the Mashi, man. I got it on me. That's what I'm saying. And like, I don't even know how I got a Mashi from, because like, I was never really saying that. But then I was watching a Toronto guy Cody thing, because that went like ghost, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was like, Mashi. I was like, yeah, let me use that, you know what I'm saying? And like, I used to hear like, I think my like Joseph and like them dogs. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? That's really, because the way they are is the way I am. Like,
you're part of that tree now. You know?
I was going to say, you mentioned Toronto guy Cody, Joseph, and Dem Dog. Yeah. Would you say those guys kind of like, I don't want to say idolized or whatever. Like, would you say they kind of like set the path for like a man, like for like the next generation of Toronto content creators?
Like on an inspiration.
Or like, who would you say you look up to and like for Toronto content creators?
I wouldn't say I look up to, but I'll be like,
like, who do you respect?
Yeah, respect. Like,
yo, niggas.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right now, like, men are judgmental, but, like, it's like, I don't need nobody bothering me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. It's one of them ones. Yeah, man, like, Joseph, them dogs, try and get Cody. It's really, because I feel like them times, like, those are the three you're really super know, like, you know?
They were, yeah.
It was like them times, it was only like one or three people doing this.
What about, like, for your entertainment? What about
those
guys? I
was just thinking about them.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know.
You don't remember a Toronto Goon Scrap DVD?
Nah, fam. All my
shit that was our generation stuff.
I was just watching Toronto got Cody, a man like Joseph, and them dogs.
That is crazy.
Say where that's the Mount Rushmore of, like, Toronto Instagram comedy.
No, facts. Twitter, Vine.
And you're up. You're in the Mount Rushmore now. You're with the them dogs.
He's getting there. He's getting there.
I'm getting there. Like, I'm not going to always say, like, Joseph, you know,
Dem Dog. Who else you say?
Six Bucks.
Toronto guy Cody.
How about What's with Andy?
Oh, yeah. He had his moments.
You could throw Nima up there, but I don't know if that's a different, like, style of comedy.
Yeah, that's a different style. If we're talking about niggas. If we're talking
Mr.
about
Mr. Lewin? That dude McFly? You know who that dude McFly is?
Is Mr. Lewin a content
creator? You know who that dude McFly is?
Maybe if I see them. Well, it's one of them ones.
I think he's going to be at your roast on Sunday.
It's one of them ones where, like these people you're seeing, I've probably seen them because I was always watching Bear. Yeah. But I'm talking about it. So, like, I remember and I was like, I'm going to follow that because, like, see this all the time. Those guys. I was the type of kid, like, I was outside, like, mentally, but, like, I was never outside. Like, my dukes kept me indoors, this and that. So, like, even, like, all this, these news and shit, like, the Six Buzz and this and that, I wasn't really tapped into it. Because, like, I know them times, and watching all those fight videos were going on then, all these wave rooms before wave rooms, these small pages, like, bang us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to tell you, like, the news, Toronto news, like, I wasn't really tuned into all that stuff.
What's your background?
I'm Nigerian still.
Nigerian. So how do your Nigerian family feel about, like, your content creation journey? Are they, like, supportive, or is it kind of like, yo, do this and school? Or is it like, yo, forget this, just do school?
At first, it was like, forget this, because I remember it was like grade six. I started doing videos. My dukes made me terminate that whole account. She's like, focus on your books and all that stuff. But right now, it's one of them ones where, like, Duke sees me making change, you know what I mean? Like,
she can't hate on it. Once you see the change, it's like, all right, it's one of them they ones change.
When your dukes know you're a guy that, like, certain things fly. Like, they're right now, I can go rob a bank right now. My dukes, I don't think my dukes are good. Like, they would care, but, like, I'm a guy, though, you know what I'm saying?
Don't go rob a bank, fam.
No.
I think they will care.
No, you know what? I boosted it.
Because, yo, there are a lot of Toronto content creators who are crashing out due to financial hardships, you know what I mean? Like,
they end up in, like, I guess the black market or, like, illegal criminal activities because their content can't, like, suffice as their income. So they're like,
because they're not monetizing it. Like, me, I'm starting to right now. Like City Boy JJ, he's starting to now because, like, them times, like, weren't monetizing this, like, weren't really trying to get a deal. Like, just say crazy statements, like, give me 10 bands or something. Let it. Just trolling, and, like, if it happens, it happens. Right now, they're getting older, and, like, all these jobs and things.
And even what Natural was saying, we were talking about this, where it's like when you have a certain amount of clout, you can't just get a regular job because you don't want to be caught, like, working a regular job when it's like, yo, don't you have, like, hundreds of thousands of followers and stuff? But a lot of most content creators end up having a job on the side in Canada, at least.
Nah, it's one of them ones for me. Right now, I wouldn't mind getting a regular job because, like, I know I'm getting my change. If I'm getting change, like, multiple ways, I wouldn't really care, like, with the way people know me getting a job because, like you said, this is a generation where, like, they don't really give.
Exactly.
I don't know if they're trapping on the holidays and working a regular job. Like, I dead ass know a nigga. He told his dukes he's going on, not his dukes, he told his workplace, he wants to go on vacation. Yeah. He went OT. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Technically,
like,
a vacation. So.
That's what niggas are really trying to make their change. Yeah, like, why am I going to stop myself from making bread?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way you feel.
Yeah.
I can't lie, I do feel like the younger generation has, like, way more motivation to be successful. Like, I feel like our generation, we still come from the remnants of, like, yo, just have a regular, stable life. But I feel like every young boy is trying to be, like, rich, like, millionaire type, you know? No one wants that regular life, like, 50, 60K.
That's what I'm saying.
Also, man's Like, you know, we have mans like Gary V and to put us on the game. And Gary V is like, yo, yes, I do this, but I also sell baseball cards and I have a job here. Shit, you know, so like people kind of rate you if they see you working a job and you're an artist and you're selling merch and shit, you know, rather than just like being a starving artist begging to buy your CD outside of like wherever, you know.
It's like limitless. It's like, yo, if you want, you can pick up today and start becoming a barber. Yeah, and people will rate it because it's like you're building your own hustle. It's like,
and if you're good at it too, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. How are you going to tell me not to do it if I'm good at it?
Facts.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, back then, I feel like y'all niggas really cared about a two main thing, like you not being yourself. Like, if you don't mind working a 9-to-5, go work a 9-to-5.
No, facts.
But if you generally deep inside be like, that's not me, don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, trying to impress people like me, I don't have time for all that impressing. And if you see me at McDonald's, just know I'm making my money multiple ways. Yeah. Like,
and I feel like there could be a point where you're doing both. Because even me, like recently, because I already had like a side job as a photographer. Mm-hmm. So my main DJing or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, I'm just sitting down and pre, and I'm like, yo, right now I'm making a certain amount of money. I'm not really doing anything during the day. If I got a next job,
you can make more money.
I'm like doubling my whole shit.
Because right now, niggas are not really trying to chill out home, play the game. Like, that's, no one does that no more. Niggas want to really do something. Niggas want to show everyone that they're a guy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like I can be a guy and I don't have to be the way this thing. So them times got to be rapper, trapper, or just like a pretty boy, or like just no bare people. Right now, like, how you gonna tell me I'm not a guy because I watch anime?
Mm-hmm.
I'm running it up regardless. And they tell me I'm not a guy. I have my shit on. I'm not a guy.
Facts.
I just paid Duke shirt. I'm not a guy. What are you telling me? You know what I'm saying?
And the world's mad expensive right now, too.
That's what I'm saying. And it's niggas where, like, it's one of them ones, too, because I know a lot of niggas seen a lot of niggas where people thought they were like a guy. You know what I'm saying? They relate that, but then right now, there's some weed, they're Gerbers, waist shoes, running away from people. Like, I'm like,
damn, homie. In high school, you was the
man, homie. What the fuck happened to you? And they go like, nah, that's an idiot thing, man. No, because like, if you really, because it's one of them ones, like, if you really be yourself, there's no way for you not to be a guy.
For real.
Because if you keep, because real niggas is keeping it real. Real niggas, for someone is really maybe head tapping it, that's him. But that's not, you're a way of real niggas. So you're never gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's one of them, you could have the look and, like, playing the part gets you there. But, like, some way it's going to bring you down if you don't be yourself. That's how I see it.
No, it's true. Our generation was limiting, like, you were just one thing. Like, if you were a baller, you were a baller. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you weren't allowed to have different dimensions of a personality, you know?
Remember High School Musical where, like, Zac Efron wanted to be in the theater?
Yeah, they roasted him. Stick to the status quo. It was serious, but not. It does speak to their generation. And speaking of your generation, I want to get your opinion on who you think, let's say, like, the top five new generation Toronto content creators are at the moment.
To me, at the moment, I'm going to go based on, like, who I feel like people know and, like, what it really is.
Yeah.
Like, for people know, I put myself there because even lately now, like, when I started doing more quality stuff, like, there's people who are knowing me and I don't even know they're knowing me. Like, things I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So, and they're telling me how talking about me that I didn't know you did videos. I was like, you weren't supposed to know that. Well, shit, do it. You know what I mean? It's one of them ones. Me, I won't even lie. I won't even front to the man. I'm like, I don't really be tuned into social media, man. Like, all I know is when I go visit, you know what I mean? Not on some, like, I'm a guy talking on some just real shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't really watch video because I'm like, because this is how I started. I was like, I'm not watching nobody's videos. I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to try to get an idea from this. I'm going to do my thing because I'm a guy. Like, if I can do it myself, I should be able to do this. Because at first, it was like, I wasn't really expecting to, like, touch any change from this, right? It's just like, I just know I can do this. I'm a guy. Now, it's one of them ones. I know I can do this. I'm a guy. I have to make bread from this now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like different type of motivations.
So it's just you in the top five. That's it.
City Boy,
you be collabing. From this guy be in wave room videos.
Okay, I'll go based on what I know because what I see.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm like people like, because the people I know are doing it. Cause I don't want to be like, I'm just calling people that I know, but like, yeah. I'll say me, that boy Brown Brown, City Boy JJ. There's two, but I don't know the names. I ain't gonna cast. So. But City Boy JJ right now, I'll be like, I'll say like, yeah, him, Bron. You know Bron?
Nah.
Do you?
You don't know Bron?
Maybe if I seen him.
Nah, you seen his videos.
That boy Bron Bron?
Yeah, look at him. That boy Bron Bron. He think he's like 20K on TikTok, basically. Because only people I see around are like people relatively my age that are really doing their things.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I see it, because there's a lot of people who are making videos now. But they're not really, you know what I'm saying? It's one of them.
There's a lot of names I'm surprised you didn't mention.
Like I told you, I'm not really tapped in.
Like who?
Like Blush, Snow Day, Long Tendo.
Oh, yeah.
But
like, it's one of them ones where like...
You're in a video with them. No, it's just watched the video.
It's one of them ones like, those guys are not really my age range, you know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, I'm going based on the people like... My age that I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't think they are. I'm talking because
You're talking about like after 03 or something.
Yeah, I'm talking about like I'm 19. I'm talking about the 19, 18-year-olds, 20-year-olds, stuff like that. Anything 22, 23, like I don't have to say what's the cost Snow Days up. He just did a thing with Drake, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's one of them ones. Stop.
I was watching the spelling bee you guys did. I thought it was pretty well done. And I know, obviously, like, those Wave Room videos, it's slightly exaggerated. Like, you guys are obviously, like, playing it up to the character.
Go. Ask a question, bro.
I was going to say spell Mississauga. I just want to know if you actually know how to spell it.
Let's say you got Tim, bro. You got to know how to spell Mississauga? Stop this. Like, right now, dead ass?
If you can, yeah.
Holy. Let's are getting bright right now, fam.
Like, yo, I'm going to leave soon.
You know what? I'm a M-I. It's a double S thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Another I, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man trying to move like I'm not a guy. A double S thing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is where it gets tricky. Mississauga. It's like a Mississauga, but like you see the way they spell language?
Yeah.
Mississauga. Mm. So that's an A, all right?
Yeah.
And that's a U, all right?
Yeah.
And that's a G, all right?
Yeah.
And that's an A, all right? Yeah. Talk to me, man. Think I'm not a scholar, man. I have to put a front to make you think I'm lacking, but I'm not lacking.
So the white man tried to test the black man's intelligence.
I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you.
Twice.
Man.
Once with Snow Day, once with me.
Oh, man, that is...
They're just thinking I'm not a guy.
But I was going to say, like, yo, why did Wave Room have this... Okay, what's the socially acceptable word to describe Long Tendo? Like, mentally...
On the spectrum.
Okay, they have this bad on the spectrum. You know
what I mean? He is. It's like...
You know what I mean? And they're trying to make him spell these long-ass words for content and shit. Like, so, you guys are just there in the studio. Like, was it awkward?
Huh?
Was it awkward?
Like, what do you mean awkward?
When they had
that caused some controversy. Let me tell you something, people, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what it's talking about, but like, what's an awkward on some?
Okay, there was one part that maybe I'll put in the reel.
Yeah.
Like, so, probably if you see my face, like,
yo, you reached for your for Vaseline or so. You reached for your pocket and did something because you weren't trying to laugh. I seen the video. I might even replay it right now. Snow Day asked him, is like, yo, your word is Wednesday.
Spell Wednesday.
Right? And then, you know, Long Tendo was like, Wes is knee.
Wes is knee.
Right? And he's like, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And he's like, Wes knee.
Wes knee.
And then I look, you know, obviously the crowd went, he started spelling it and stuff.
Previous man, they're balling but spliff, trying to claw Long Tendo. Don't cancel me.
No, I'm not.
Stop this. You see me not condoning it. Stop.
No, I'm not clowning Long Tendo. I'm just clowning the scenario that they're putting.
No, it was one of them ones where, like, I wasn't really prepared for that. You know what I mean? Like I really didn't give a fuck, but, like,
you know what I mean? Like,
call me off guard, you know what I mean?
Like, no one knows who Wave Room is, but it's your guys' faces that's being put there beside, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at one point in the video, you told him to do a spin and he did it.
Because I'm a guy, you know what I'm saying? Spin that.
But like I said, he did it gladly, but
we're not doing all that, you know what I'm saying? I was I was chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, but y'all, you guys seen the City Boy JJ video? I'm always fending Long Tendo and shit. You know what I mean? Like, yo, pause. Every time I say his name, it just feels crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
it's one of them ones, fam. It's be like that, you know what I mean?
Okay, so, but you have a show coming up with Rave Room, Comedy Roast and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, are you prepared for, like, have you been writing jokes and, like, okay, so you're just gonna, like, improv it?
It's one of them ones where, like, it should be, like, it's, like, one of them ones I have to, like, I take...
I feel like he's gonna find out in the moment. Know. He's gonna be like, yo, I'm not trying to hear it from... And then he's just gonna roast whatever he thinks of in that moment.
Yeah, because, like, when you're chill with the man, them, like, it's just natural, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's one of them ones where, like, I kind of do know what I'm about to say because I heard a couple people who are going to be in it.
Yeah.
But it's one of them ones like, do I want to say that?
Because like Sagittarius Shorty's going to be in it, right? That's a big thing, right?
She's large.
Okay, so that's easy. That's easy right there.
Idiot.
Easy right there. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like the jokes write themselves at that one. Who else is going to be there? Marlon Palmer or whatever.
Yeah, that dude McFly. He doesn't know who that is.
But he runs a radio. He doesn't run a radio.
Hey, please. But don't try to start dissing me for no...
Nah.
He's
saving his jokes. I'm going to get mine off. And no, I'm joking still. However, I was going to say, he's on the radio, so he can't even go too crazy. So that's another easy target right there. You can roast him, and he can't really, you know what I mean? Because that's going to threaten his job.
Threaten the PR.
And then I remember who else is on it, but yeah, I feel like you'll be blessed though.
It's like even with that comedian, it's like because they said it's a comedian flex. So one of them ones are like,
oh yeah, oh Nima's on it. Nima,
don't roast him. Do not roast that guy. Don't roast Norm. Grizzly's gonna be there. Shout out to Grizzly.
That's my dog.
He's a comedian or a content creator?
The content creator.
Okay.
Who else? Ugi is on this. CJ. I feel like that guy's going to get a lot of roasts because he always do like giveaways, like take $20 off me for a hug or whatever.
Oh, he's going to be there?
Yeah, he replaced Long Tendo's teeth. I think someone should mention that.
That's a joke. Yeah, shut
up. Clap for this. Come on.
I'm going to let y'all go.
That doesn't rate Long Tendo, fam. That's what it is. I can start stuff. Like, I do this shit. Listen.
It's not that I don't rate Long Tendo. I'm not clapping for CJ for taking credit. I'm going to clap for the dentist that actually did it because the dentist's office, they're the ones that did it and then they just collabed with CJ for the promotion. You know what I mean?
You believe that?
You don't think he funded it?
He didn't fund it, broski. Or at least that's a conspiracy. Allegedly, he didn't fund
it. It's one of them ones. I won't lie. I don't really know anything about this situation. And like, you know what I'm saying? Because... Please.
I'm just going to say, look what happened to Mr. Beast. You know what I mean? They're saying CJ is the Toronto Mr. Beast. But, you know, he's no Jack, so don't try and scrap me. You know what I mean? Just show the receipts and you're blessed.
You know what I think this guy, his plan was to create controversy with me today. CJ guy? A bag. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. No, it's not Oogie.
Beef
it's
him. You're beefing him. You know what I mean? Not me.
Just, you know, forward, give out some money on the pod and we're blessed. You know what I mean? Like, you have anything else coming up for the rest of the year we should looking at?
What should we know?
Like Halloween's coming up. Any Halloween flexes?
It's one of them ones where like flexes just happen. It happens. Like I feel like no one really. Well, probably you guys because you guys are older. Like, but niggas might. I don't think niggas really schedule it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we schedule it like months out.
Okay, so like, cool. One question. Does your generation, like, the man used to jack the youths that would do trick-or-treating? Like, okay, my generation, when we would go trick-or-treating, we had to be at the lookout because mans would, like, actually rob us for our bags of candies.
It's one of them ones, like I said, like, I was not outside physically, I was outside mentally, you know what I'm saying?
You couldn't go out for Halloween?
Fam.
That's some African shit.
I'm trying to tell you, like, 05 is where it stops at, like. From like until I hit high school,
yeah.
The shit you just been through, I've been through that.
Yeah.
What's grade 9 here?
You're outside.
I'm shit. I'm like, just talk, dudes. I'm playing basketball today, but I'm going to your right now. Yeah, you know what I mean? Facts, it's what
the
dumb
flex is,
fam.
Facts.
Then they're like, yo, our son's playing basketball every day.
It's a whole new world.
You know what I'm saying, fam? I've closed the back to change. Like, stop this, bro.
That's mad. That's mad.
Yeah, fam. But we appreciate you coming through. You know what I'm saying? And I think we got a lot of cool clips.
No, facts. Facts.
Good conversation.
Yo, let us know where we can find you at.
Oh, like, you talk about social media?
Yeah, anywhere.
Oh, Instagram.
Jeez.
Instagram, ITSUGIII.
All right, follow me. It's Oogly.
You gotta call me Oogly. What the f***? Yo, man. Yo,
I'm playing. I'm playing.
Oogie, I'm saying, yeah, I'm playing. What?
Has anyone ever called you Oogly before?
Nah, I won't lie. This is nah. I've heard there's people call me UG. That one cheeses me. It doesn't cheese me. I don't really care. Like, yeah. I wouldn't correct someone because I don't really too care about it. But like, man, UG. I'll be like. Hey, what you want, man? Like, you know what I'm saying?
All right, yo. Make sure you comment, like, and subscribe to Burrow Sound. Make sure you check out The Fanatical Adventures of Wave and Muzzy out now. We have a comedy music album. You should check that out, too.
See,
it's booming. You know what I'm saying?
Enough respect.
Peace. Knows.